I'm Vanessa Hernandez, your typical curious interviewer. My interview is mainly about the one and only Gatsby. The book The Great Gatsby was written by F. Scott Fitzgerald in the mid-1920s. So, without further ado, let's go back in time. This is Old Love. I wrote an interview about The Great Gatsby. It was written with a calm, patient, and realistic tone. My purpose for this task is to get Gatsby to reveal his true feelings of how he actually feels for Daisy, the love of his life, and also just to get him to talk about his personal life. Then, I'll be asking him the most frequently asked questions that everyone asks, which is why didn't he leave Daisy alone knowing she was married, and why didn't he move on from her knowing she was not capable of waiting for him? I hope to address this to every person that loves to read and is up for an interesting novel like this one. Trust me, you won't regret it. The way I showed this was by asking Gatsby questions and making him feel like he's in a safe place to share his deep true feelings and making him feel like he can just trust me. Also, Gatsby wouldn't have to worry about his personal things spreading around because it's only going to be the two of us discussing this, and I'm a person who keeps their promises. This test addresses the topic option of how Gatsby doesn't understand that there can be consequences due to his actions. But clearly, he didn't get the memo. I chose interviewing a character to do this because I felt that in this way I could ask him and actually get answers out of him that no one else has, and also just to make him realize that he needs to let go of what was and move forward to see what could be. Before we begin, I'd like to share with you guys just a little brief introduction of who is James Gatz, also known as Jay Gatsby, and to why I decided to interview him from all the other characters. Well, let me tell you. Jay Gatsby was very well known for the parties that he threw every Saturday night. But the big question that everyone has was, where did he come from? What does he do? And lastly, how did he make his fortune? And for everyone who's reading this, don't worry, I will be getting answers for all those questions that you all have. But anyways, as I was saying, I'll make sure in having a calm, patient, and realistic tone as I could in order to make him talk with me and share his deep feelings that no one has ever heard before. Now, it all started when Gatsby fell in love with his beautiful, wealthy golden girl named Daisy Fay. But it wasn't really such a happy ending at all for Gatsby, because he ended up leaving for war, and that all changed because the next thing you know, Daisy got tired of waiting for Gatsby to return from war, and so she moved on and married this guy named Tom Buchanan. Daisy and Tom Buchanan got married on June of 1919, but I mean, obviously hearing the news broke Gatsby, but it didn't make him change the way he felt about her, and he doesn't have a doubt in his mind that she still doesn't love him. When I heard of Gatsby, I quickly thought to myself that that's the guy I would want to interview because I heard what happened to him, and it sounds really terrible for someone so nice to go through the stuff he went through, and he just looked like someone who doesn't take no for an answer, and that's something I wanted to find out, which is why. So, in that case, you can say that the main reason why I want to interview Gatsby is, number one, it's my duty since I'm a news reporter, and two, like before, he just seems like a very good friend and someone who you can just count on even though people don't really see him that way or won't put it that way since he's not in a very top social class or has ever been on the top class. Also, I figure that Gatsby can just teach all of us a valuable lesson, which is never go easy on yourself, never give up on yourself, because all the hard work you put in will definitely pay off at some point, and don't bypass anyone's negativity, just keep going for the green light, as Gatsby has once said. For the interview, and this is where I start. Hello, my name is Vanessa Hernandez, and the special guest I have for all of you today is the one and only Jay Gatz, also known as James Gatsby. Thank you so much for coming. And this is Gatsby. Hello everybody, and you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to be here. The pleasure is ours. And so Gatsby, let's just get right into it, shall we? We shall. So what everyone wants to know is, where did you come from? Well, I come from North Dakota. Oh wow, how nice. And so Gatsby, what do you do for a living exactly? Well, I'm going to be real honest with you. I did do some criminal activity in the past, and yes, I know that's really bad, but it doesn't make me a bad person. Number one, it got me to where I wanted to be all along. Yes, I know I shouldn't be ashamed of where I come from, but I also did it to win the love of my life, Daisy. Well, I'm glad you're being 100% honest here, and I'm glad you're willing to share some deep feelings as well. You won't be judged. Just keep in mind that you can trust me, and so tell me, why are you so in love with a woman who is already married to a man? I mean, I don't really consider their marriage to be, you know, made up of love, because I knew Daisy back in Louisville in October 1917, and I knew we were both in love. We dated for about a month, and then I shipped out to fight in World War I. Wow, that must have been very hard to do, especially since you said you were both so in love. Yes, of course it was, but it didn't seem hard for her since she automatically got married to that Tom Buchanan, but I am not going to judge her actions. I still love her so much. That's something I want to talk about. I know you love Daisy so much, I know, but don't you think it's a time for you to, I mean, actually kind of move on now since, you know, she's married? I mean, I'm not a person to judge your actions. No, of course, I understand, and I'm not mad, you're just asking questions. Yes, of course, my mistake. No need to apologize, but to answer all your questions, I believe in miracles. I have dreams like everybody else does, and I think that no one should be judged for what they believe in. Daisy, for me, is the definition of perfection. She's truly the love of my life. Well, that's all we have for today. Stay tuned for more news articles, and I'm Vanessa, your news reporter, and lastly, Gatsby, I hope it all works out with you and Daisy, and may God bless you and all of your dreams. And this was the last time I saw Gatsby alive ever again. You will be missed. Thank you all so much for listening to my podcast, and remember to subscribe. And yeah, hope you guys all have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time. This is Old Love. Bye.